To be an elector. So that is the situation in which we were. So in 2008, after that amendment, we introduced in house to house registration. They had a house to house registration in 2008, in which a new list was compiled. When a new list is compiled, the old list goes or dies. There was no complaint. The PPP were in office. There was no complaint then. And JICOM agreed every 10 years. So therefore, in 2018, they unanimously agreed to have another household registration to compile a new list. And after the no confidence motion now, the position is swinging all over the place. So JICOM had embarked upon compiling a new list. Now, notwithstanding the loss in the CCJA, they went back to the High Court before the Chief Justice, seeking the same things that the CCJ had refused. And we raised the objection that they were barred, and the Chief Justice agreed. And in her judgment, she also said that you couldn't remove people from a list who had been previously registered. But of course, the legislation that existed was not put before her. So she wouldn't know that residency had been restored, etc. And that's where we are. I appeal the matter. It's before the CC. It's before the Court of Appeal now. And so we hope that we get an early hearing in that matter. Because what is very clear is that if you're not in Guyana at a qualifying date for registration, you're not entitled to be registered.
And seeing
and
that
recently, since I've been over here, I've seen a decision from JICOM that they will verify. They apparently would verify the list. Now, whoever wants to vote or claim to be a voter within the 35 days that they have fixed their claims and objections, they would have to prove that they are resident in Guyana.
Have an address in Guyana.
No, have no address. They have to be there in Guyana within the qualifying period.
Leading up to the vote of no confidence, prior to that, this decision to have this list in preparation for the election, even on a due date 5 years later,
yes,
this would have been, according to you and your government, part of what, on the road to election, you would have insisted on getting this list.
No, we didn't. That was a decision of JICOM.
JICOM, sorry.
And you know, JICOM has opposition nominated commissioners as well as government nominated commissioners. But the chairman, as you know, is elected by a process that was introduced by when Carter was there in 1990. So there was unanimous agreement to have the house to house and to compile a new list for the 2020 elections.
Now,
but the PPP has resiled from that, and they know that the list is defective, and they were trying to get elections in 3 months, which is an impossibility because government, the system was never prepared for snap elections, and the government can't hold elections. It has to be JICOM. And so they never made it. The matter went to court, and obviously the 3 months passed, and the Constitution provided that you could extend the 3 months if you get a two-thirds majority. And that is why we're going back to Parliament to get a two-thirds majority. Now, if we don't get a two-thirds majority, then you create a situation of necessity. And it would fall to the President, who has to remit under the Constitution, to dissolve Parliament and to name a date. And that what he has done is to name a date. But there will have to be a parliamentary sitting. Let's see what the opposition does. Anybody are going to comply with the Constitution or not?
Well, it seems as if the President has given the onus now on the opposition to come back to Parliament and sit to get this extension.
Right.
But prior to that, the opposition did offer an opportunity where you could have requested us to come and do and give you an extension. But in this way, we
know what I'm totally unaware of that, and I have been involved in this. So I don't know what they have never. The opposition leader has consistently said he is not going back to Parliament and he's not supporting any extension.
And on that note, with you, the government calling for the re-establish of the Parliament again, it's as if it was in recess.
But it was in Parliament. There's a parliamentary recess.
It was, but that fall within the period when the opposition walked out.
No, the opposition was out before recess. Mm-hmm, they weren't engaging.
But that's what I'm saying.
They weren't even engaging in GCOM. They caused a lot of the problems, you know, because when the matter was in the proceeding in the courts and GCOM was trying to hold meetings, they stayed away, so there was never quorum to make decisions.
So if they don't show up to give this extension, which would eventually take us to 2020, which would pretty much give your government the 5 year that it was voted in for, and a due election is due pretty much in May, right? Constitutionally.
Yeah, it would have been since it was May 11th in 2015.
Right. So eventually, with all this hoorah, it might end up being, again, the full 5 year coming out with an updated GCOM list, and a constitutionally due election will be coming in 2020.
Well, you know, you're saying the full 5 years, but we believe that the Act of Charandas really has inhibited us, because you're an interim government. You can't make decisions as a government that is in full throttle. So, but within the 4 years, we had made tremendous progress in transforming Guyana.
Well, I must say this as an observer. Mm. For a coalition government to be held together is not an easy task.
No, it's not.
And how many parties are involved? We're talking
six.
Six. And for them to stay together for 4 years and to be toppled by just one vote, I mean, this is something I want.
Let me tell you, it's a treacherous act. I mean, it's not. It wasn't good. You know, and we have to look at the legislation. It's not a question of conscience either. But for one person to override the votes of 207,000 people who had embraced him, brought him into the fold, and were progressing, the country was doing very well.
Well, you know, he claims it's unconscious. He was put in a backbench. He was ignored. He probably wanted some more muscle to be in a backbench. You know, and a lot could be said about Mr. Nakamoto. He'd been called an opportunist. He'd been promised. He promised so many seats to bring into this coalition, which he never delivered on. And even now, as a toothless tiger, I believe it's the first time a prime minister is sitting without any strength as such. I'm waiting to see what would be his position, if he would be considered to even represent his constituency and his party group again.
But Richard, you know that's not fair to the prime minister. The prime minister is a very talented politician. He has been steadfast. He's not no toothless tiger either.
Well, his office lately, I haven't seen him except making speeches.
He is a supremo in the public information realm and sector. So the prime minister.
We wait and see, and again, I know.
He chairs cabinet. So all these things.
But we wait to see. I want to see. Let's see if he will be put back in a similar position to be prime minister, or even to bring and negotiate it with his small party that he had promised in the past 11 seats, which he never or couldn't deliver on. Now, he's talking about increase in voting in his area based on the small numbers. But I know him. I like him. I had him on this program. In fact, I got in trouble because he came in for 15 minutes and I gave him almost an hour and a half.
Well, I would not be surprised.
He's a gentleman.
He's a good speaker.
He is, and you know, when you look at the disrespect he received in the past government, I want to say too, he was you know, overlooked, according to him. But a seasoned politician for the number of years, and one of the architects of that, the party, the PPP, indeed. And whatever discrepancies they might have with him in the thing, but just lately, I've noticed that he's just making ceremonial speeches. What have you. Coming back to Mr. Charandas, however, and the man who brought down the government, he's residing now in Canada.
Yeah, he was always residing in Canada. He's a dual citizen.
Right. But when he made his exit, there were headlines and they were calling him to come back to Guyana to face charges. Are those charges still pending, and what are they?
Well, we'll have to see when he returns. You know,
but it was an investigation, not charges.
The police has been investigating that. That's what I'm saying. He's not in Guyana, so you won't know how far they have gone or what the status is.
Were you close to Mr. Charandas? Were you friends?
Well, you can say that we were close, but he was a colleague of mine, and we never had any, difficult engagements. We had respectful. Associations. Charandas was, to me, I was shocked, you know, I was telling you quite honestly. And he spoke well in the parliament. In fact, we had a budget that immediately preceded that. And
when was that budget?
It was only a matter of weeks.
People to go back and look at that budget.
And he was one of the most effective speakers for us defending that budget.
You know what? I have never had him on this program. And he is seen as a folklore hero. But when I look at that budget and I heard his passion and the way in which he criticized the government and tell them to continue to dream and dream on, and the way he articulated his point about his government, and then a few weeks later,
he resigned from that.
That is something I would like to find out, really, what made him change his mind.
But there were allegations, you know. The police is dealing with that situation and the Canadian government, you know. So it's not a question of conscience.
Well, we'll wait to see how that unfolds. And I just wanted to make a note onto this program while I have you on, and to let our listeners know this is not in any way, shape, or form a paid political interview. I heard that the Honorable Attorney General was going to be in town, and he made himself available to be here to sit in with us, and it was a quick decision. So, I didn't want to labor too much on the Constitution and the interpretation of the laws of GCOM and the Constitution and the vote of no confidence. I think Mr. Barajagdeo, the leader of the opposition, and his colleague are doing a great job in putting up an argument. And we have seen pushback by the President of Guyana and his ministers. So that I would leave for a bigger debate. But I am very happy to have you here today to discuss and chat with us a little bit on some of the accomplishment of your office, some of your views on what is taking place in Guyana. I wish we had more time, but we are short on time on this program. I wanted, however, to give you an opportunity to speak to Guyanese, the diaspora, those who are listening, in your closing remarks, anything you like to say to them.
Yes, they should, you know, think about Ghana as a safe place, some way to return, but most of all, some way that they could live and be comfortable. And our government, the president has actually created a ministry of social cohesion, and this ministry has been working to bring all Guyanese people together. And we believe that the last two elections have really broken the back of racial voting in Ghana. That's one of the things that since independence that has divided us, and our government has been working all the time to try and be more inclusive. That's why we have six parties, and the president could be likened to a genius to have been able to have held together the six parties, you know. And the more that you look at what he has been doing, you know, you said that yourself, it's unusual to have six parties
and they
last 4 years and 5 years.
I have my thoughts on a coalition government. I mean, there are many successful government we could point at and see. And I mean, if both opposition, they're brilliant minds on both sides, and if we were to come together for the sake of the nation. In fact, Guyana is going forward with what we see as the new Saudi Arabia of the Caribbean, with the discovery of oil and more oil. I only could see great things happening. But again, to manage these resources, we need more than just a handful of people to do that. And when I see the government of the day, and they're trying to balance with what they have, I'm not saying that they are the best in negotiating. When I look at some of the contracts that has been negotiated and what could have been done is another matter. But I'm no expert. I'm only here trying to provide some bits of information. But, you know, I wanted to thank you very much for coming in. And speaking on race, like Trinidad, we have already ruled on divide and rule. So too has been Guyana. I've been going to Guyana in the days when you would be arrested and your car would be seized if you were found with the flower and stuff like that, and there were I saw racial tension. I was a victim of a racist police officer in Guyana a long time ago, And we have to walk away from that. And even now, with the PPP reaching out to the Afro-Guyanese, I mean, it makes perfect sense to do just that on both sides, to reach out. What would you say in your government, or what your government has done to reach out to the Indo-Guyanese?
Well, we have been reaching out all the time. That's why we have all these parties in place. And we will continue to reach out. We have actually in our manifesto a provision to include members of the PPP that are acceptable into our government.
And what would be acceptable, according to your manifesto, for PPP to join you?
Well, law-abiding citizens, people who are, you know, are fair, people who are not racist, you know, people who are willing to work for the development of Guyana. You know, people who recognize that if you come into politics and you say you want to give a good life to each and every Guyanese, your good life has to take a secondary position and so that you could deliver the good life to the masses of the ordinary people. There's an inherent conflict of a minister going into government with intention of enriching themselves when they were promising to enrich them. Both can't happen. And so you need to have people with integrity. I mean, you can't fault President Granger with his integrity. I think that he should be given another opportunity in this transformation that he has started with his six-party coalition.
Again, I know I would hear from many of my friends regarding this interview. But again, being neutral, I hope I was able to be a bit balanced on some of the questions. And there are many questions, but in some of these instances that I made my own personal observation and remark, I apologize if it offended anybody. But, you know, we have to be fair. And again, this is only a limited time we have on this program to do justice to some of the issues.
Let me give you an instance. If you know Legwan and Wakenham and those places, there was rampant discrimination in those 22 years and marginalization. But since we've been in government, there's no community that has been left untouched. You should check out Legwan and see the development that has occurred there. Works that are happening in traditional areas that you would PPP would want to say they are the traditional areas. There's no discrimination. In fact, our traditional supporters are saying that we have neglected them. And we are spending monies in the same communities that were benefiting for the 22 years.
And again, if you go to listen to your supporters, I mean, there are some on both sides who would be extremists and would expect you to do just in their areas only. You know, I have seen that in the government of the Kamala Prasad regime, and where they reach out to Basie Upande times when he tried to extend help in other non-traditional opposition constituency.
We've had a history of that though, Richard. You remember they changed Mr. Hoyt's name to Desmond Prasad?
Yes.
Because he had been reaching out to the Indo-Guyanese communities. Look, we a good country until the election comes along, and then until the last 23 years where they really, you know, they marginalized a lot of communities that didn't vote for them. We have to change those things. I think that we need to recognize that now we are on a transformation pot with oil and all that. We have to now try to seek to make people happy. There are some constitutions that have happiness as one of their goals and objectives. I think it's time the Guyanese people are given the opportunity to be happy. We can't have wealth and people are unhappy. The wealth has to be shared and distributed. There was no distribution of the wealth in 23 years. We were not that poor, you know. We had gold and everything. But the money wasn't distributed. The few cronies with the leaders, and that's it. But communities on the quarantine, they were deprived too. That's why we were so confident that we could win the elections. Because the ordinary people were neglected in Ghana.
Speaking about neglect, just squeezing this quick one, the Amerindians. The Amerindian is a voting power also in Guyana. They too have been marginalized. What your government has done?
Amerindians have been marginalized, not by us. We have a minister of state that is Amerindian. We have a vice president that is Amerindian. We have the minister of social cohesion is Amerindian. We have the minister of we have a lot of Amerindian Guyanese. in our government.
And but as far as development and assistance for them?
Billions of dollars have been spent and are being spent in the hinterland. And the president wants a bridge, the divide between the coast and the hinterland. He wants the same schools that are in on the coast to be on, in the hinterland. Be spent over $170 billion on education. A lot of that has been in the hinterland. The schools that are being built there, and the students that are being taken care of, giving them meals. He has a 3Bs initiative, ensure they get transportation to school, boats to take them to school, buses, bicycles. A lot is going on, Richard, in Ghana. You know, we're taking care of people, you know. And once given the opportunity, you'll see how different Ghana would be.
If Ghana were to call an election, let's say in a month's time, whether it's in 2020, but let's say by Christmas, would your government, or even in May, is your government ready to face the polls? Would you feel that you would be successful
at the polls? Yes, that's why I said we have transformed this country within a mere 4 years, you know, and we'll continue to do that with our programs.
Well, the treasure chest of Guyana currently, I think it's everybody wants to hold on, because what's going to be coming down as far as the oil, it's going to be an interesting event. And I have seen, and we'd like to see more of the international bodies as far as it coming in for. And, you know, Guyana has always allowed foreign observers in, and their election has been scrutinized by international
there
bodies.
There will be no change in that either. Observers will be in.
So again, any last word?
Well, I want to thank you, Richard, for bringing me on this program. And I'd like to take the opportunity to extend greetings to the Guyanese here in Canada, and to tell them that they have a government that they could trust, and they must feel free to return to Ghana if they so choose.
If they so choose. Well, thank you very much, and again, congratulations on your son calling to the bar, and we look forward to having you on this program anytime you're in town, or you'd like to, or any member of your party. Again, friends, we have been listening to an interview, a quick impromptu arrangement with Attorney General, the Honorable Basil Williams, Attorney General of Guyana. I want to thank you very much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you, Richard.
Well, we continue with the program, and those of you who would like to call me, you know the number, feel free indeed. 416-620-1778. We continue keeping you company right here at Shabnam Radio.
Charlie's at Morningside and Shepherd, proudly serving our vibrant community with Charlie's West Indian Foods and Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine. Over the years, Charlie's West Indian Food have been serving us with quality fresh produce coming in weekly. Whether it's poultry, fish, fresh fruits or vegetables, you can be assured that you can find it at Charlie's. In their clean and well-stocked environment is where everyone goes to find that hard-to-find item from back home. And their restaurant, Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine, where specialized cook prepare fresh daily West Indian Chinese with all your favorite dishes, traditional curries, provision, roti, and many other dishes to choose from. And you must drop by and taste their weekend breakfast. For all your catering needs, call them at 416-282-8608. And of course, Charlie's West Indian Food, 416-283-1441. On behalf of the management and staff at Charlie's West Indian Food and Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine, they thank you for the business.
What is prayer? Prayer is not sending God to run on your errands. A Christian can see more on his knees than he can from his feet. Prayer is not getting God prepared to do your will. Prayer is getting you prepared to do God's will. Prayer is the only way to release the supernatural power of God in your life, in your marriage, in your business, to show you great and mighty things that you know not. Prayer is the key that unlocks the gates of heaven and closes the gates of hell. Prayer has the power to cure sickness and disease. Prayer can shatter the shackles of misery and habit that are tormenting your life, or the life of your son or daughter, or the life of your husband or wife. Prayer does not need proof. Prayer needs practice. In intellectuals are now jabbering that God and heaven are far removed and far away. God is as close as your next prayer. If your marriage is under attack, pray. If your children are being tormented by the prince of darkness, pray. If your business is failing, pray. If you're fighting a deadly disease, pray. If you're lost and without God, pray. If your life is empty, if it's meaningless, if it seems to be hopeless, pray. Pray, pray, because God answers prayer. A prayerless Christian is a weak Christian. A prayerless Christian is a miserable Christian. A prayerless Christian is a Christian who always lives in defeat. A prayerless church is a weak church. A prayerless nation is a defeated nation. A prayerless family will be a divided family. It has been said and bears saying again, the family that prays together stays together. God expects you every day of the week to pray for the people in your house. Somebody prayed for you. Who are you praying for? Why pray? Because God answers prayer. As powerful as God is, God cannot answer prayer until you pray it. The Bible says, what you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. The book of Isaiah says, command ye me. This is God speaking to man, because in prayer, he has given you the authority to launch the initiative. Quit walking around in circles, wringing your hands saying, I wonder when God is going to do something. God in heaven is looking down at you and saying, I have given you the authority of my name. I have given you the power of my word. I have given you the sanctity of my blood. When are you going to use the power that I have given to you to blast the kingdom of hell off at the ground and announce that Jesus Christ is Lord? The initiative rests with you. Asking for things that are impossible, because with God nothing is impossible. Ask him to defeat the giants in your life, because our God is a giant killer. Ask him to divide the sea before you and to bury Pharaoh and watch him turn your enemies into fish food. Ask him to send fire from heaven as he did for Elijah, and he will. Ask him to walk with you in the fire of the fiery furnace and be the fourth man in the fire, and he will. He said you will walk through the fire and the fire will not burn you. You will walk through the water and the water will not drown you. Ask him. He's the God who cannot fail. He's waiting to show you great and mighty things. Pray, pray, pray. God in heaven wants you to have that power. Ask according to my infinite power. And God is saying, I want you to ask big. God said, I want you to make me to slide to the edge of my seat and say, wow, wow. Listen to what they're asking for. To move mountains, to heal incurable diseases, to restore dead marriages back to life, to send a financial harvest that their minds cannot fathom. I want you to know God wants to do that. God is in heaven saying, what do you need? Do you need healing? Ask in faith, believing, and I will give it. Do you need supernatural wisdom to make a tough decision? Ask of me, and I will lead you in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Do you need peace that surpasses understanding? Ask, 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 for nothing is impossible to those that believe. No good thing will he withhold from those that diligently seek him. Do you need the impossible? Then open your mouth. Open your mouth in faith, believing. You're not talking to the President of the United States. You're not talking to Bill Gates. Both of them together can't control their next breath. You're talking to the Creator of heaven and earth. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He uses gold for asphalt on the streets of heaven. He moves mountains. He divides seas. He'll give you wells you didn't dig, vineyards you didn't plant, houses you didn't build. He will make you the head and not the tail, because nothing, nothing, nothing is impossible to you.
Visit Dairy Auto Repairs for all general automotive repairs, whether it's oil change or an engine change. Call Dairy Auto Vika 905-840-5888. Leave all your automotive repairs and service to their team of licensed mechanics. Reliable service and honest pricing is what make them stand out among the competition. Dairy Auto Repairs, 15 Fisherman Drive, Unit 34 in Brampton. Dairy Auto Repair, doing it right.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You are guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Senior discount card holders get a 5% discount. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting, and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim, or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
Pandit Sai Vishnu, number one Indian astrologer, spiritual healer in Toronto, Canada. If you're facing problems in marriages, relationships, lost love, or childless problems, divorce due to jealousy and greed, are you in financial crisis, suffering from long-lasting illnesses? Don't worry, as our astrologer, we'll help you solve your problems and give you prosperity in your life. Call on Pandit Sai Vishnu for an appointment. 416-903-2178. He removes negativity and gives you protection for your life. Pandit Sai Vishnu is an expert in spiritual healing, palm reading, and feasts, and could transform your life into a bright future. Why wait? Call for an appointment. 416-903-2178. That's 416-903-2178. Call now.
Revive Auto Collision, 416-745-2267. For all your collision repairs, scratch and dent, paint services, insurance claim. Remember, call Rick or Faisal, 416-745-2267. Or drop by at 176 Torrey York Drive, Unit Number 4 in North York.
Bangle ke piche teri beri ke niche har piya, har ya, har piya.
Leave it by the door and come inside.
Samkam proudly present Ricky Jai Nishad M. And that's coming up featuring out of Trinidad and Tobago 9-time Chutney Soca Monarch winner Ricky Jai, 2-time winner Nishad M. From New York, Randy Reckless Ramden, MC, Toronto's very own Rum Shop Chronicle, music by Tropical Flavor, dinner catered by Caribbean Lime. Come out and enjoy. Advance tickets are only $30. Call Vanessa at 416-300-7009 or Raj at 647-703-29. It promises to be a great event. It was sold out last year. This year they're moving to the Forum Banquet Hall. Get your tickets now.
रेट्स फर्नीचर का ये मैसेज जरा ध्यान नाल सुनो
सस्ता सामान सस्ता नहीं हाई एंड दा सामान मिले सस्ता घूम के तो शहर सारा देख ले रोहित ने ऐलान एह करता
रेट्स फर्नीचर ते एशली मेड इन कनाडा फर्नीचर लग्जरी एरिया रग्स एक्सेसरीज अते मैट्रेसेस ते लोएस्ट प्राइस इन टाउन गारंटीड ब्रिंग अस एनी फ्लायर और कोटेड प्राइस वी विल नॉट मैच इट वी विल बीट इट रेट्स फर्नीचर ते आन तो पहला साडी वेबसाइट ritzfurniturplanet.ca और फेसबुक पेज ते जाके साडे रेट्स ते वैरायटी जरूर चेक करो रिट्स फर्नीचर दी प्रोफेशनल टीम तुहानू तुहाडी रिक्वायरमेंट्स दे मुताबिक प्रॉपर गाइड करेगी मैं तुहाडा अपना रोहित तुहाडा यस मैन तुहाडी सेवा च हाजिर हां प्लीज डू कम एंड विजिट आवर स्टोर 5200 डिक्सी रोड मिसिसागा एट डिक्सी एंड मैथसन कॉल 905-232-RITS दैट इज 232-7489 और विजिट ritzfurnitureplanet.ca क्योंकि
सस्ता सामान सस्ता नहीं हाई एंड दा सामान मिले सस्ता
With Rogers, you can always expect more. Like right now, get a Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus and a Tab A tablet for $0, both on a Rogers Infinite plan. that means even more streaming with data that goes on and on, and even more ways to enjoy your favorite shows on the go. For a limited time at Rogers, get a Galaxy S10 Plus and a Tab A tablet for $0 on select two-year Rogers Infinite Unlimited data plans.
Visit your authorized dealer at 4520 Ebenezer Road in Brampton or 1020 Wilson Avenue, North York. Call 416-246-1656 or visit us at www.global-wirelesssolutions.ca for more locations. Rogers and Global Wireless Solutions, keeping you connected.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan, La Parkan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With La Parkan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan. Leparkan.
Visit leparkan.com.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for all your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
Feeling hot, hot, hot indeed. Hey, the lines are open, 416-620-1770. Want to say hi and hello to our friends at Authentic Trini Cuisine. How are you doing today, guys? And of course, those of you who are listening to us for the first time, remember we are here every Saturday from 1 to 3. And we are on ShabnamRadio.com also. You can catch us there. Welcome to our listeners out in New York. Wayne Siwa and Company, is great to have you. And those of you who would like to call in, the lines are open. I couldn't take your call during the interview, but of course, we feel free to give us a call now, right? Hey, Patrick. Patrick had a song he wanted me to play for the Attorney General. I think it was, Here Lies, That Is Lies, but I have that. I'll play it for you later, right? Of course, thanks again to the Attorney General of Guyana for making time to spend with us today on the program.
Cause I have no time for she.
Hey, this one going out to Mr. Kamal Hamid.
Say that I cheating. So this is the end for me. So bring the Johnny Walker. Time to start over. She gone and she left me. So on to the other. So bring the Johnny Walker. Time to start over. She gone and she left me. So on to the other. Things in life to happen to you is when you get a name for something you didn't do, and they're judging your character based on what somebody said. I have no time for this comedy show. If you want to believe them, then you could talk. I never disrespect you or try to hurt you in any way. But she say that she leaving me. She not going to believe me. She friends and them always right. So this is the end for me. So bring the Johnny Walker. Time to start over. She gone and she left me. So on to the other. So bring the Johnny Walker. Time to start over. She gone and she left me. So on to the other. Remember
my people won't feed off you. All your weakness, strengths, when you're going through. I put together little bits and pieces to get rid of me. Everybody on their own beat and do not care. When you're lonely in the night with no one to share. When the bacchanal starts, they always dare to make you worse off. So this is reality. You choosing them over me. If this is the life you want, well this is the end of it. So bring the Johnny Walker. Time to start over. She gone and she left me. So on to the other. So bring the Johnny Walker. Time to start over. She gone and she left me. So on to the other.
Well, Ravi B on Shabnam Radio again. We have to step down now and go into our oldies. How about this one?
Chalo ek baar phir se ajnabi ban jaye hum dono. Chalo ek baar phir se ajnabi ban jaye hum dono. तुमसे कोई उम्मीद रखूं दिल नवाजी की, न तुम मेरी तरफ देखो गलत अंदाज नजरों से, न मेरे कश का राज नजरों से. चलो एक बार फिर से अजनबी बन जाए हम दोनों. उसको तोड़ना अच्छा वो अफसाना जिसे अंजाम तक लाना ना हो मुमकिन, वो अफसाना जिसे अंजाम तक लाना ना हो मुमकिन, उसे एक खूबसूरत मोड़ देकर छोड़ना अच्छा. चलो एक बार फिर से अजनबी बन जाए हम दोनों. चलो एक बार फिर से अजनबी बन जाए हम दोनों.
Hello, hi sister. Hi Marjorie, how are you doing?
Not bad. I really like your program. I just came back from shopping,
mm-hmm.
and I remember my sister Shanti, her birthday is today.
Uh-huh.
So I'm calling to wish her a happy, happy birthday from her brothers in Trinidad, Kedar Gajara Singh. Kumar and KK in Toronto and Kristen in England and Baby and Rajande in Florida, myself, and from her dear son, Pat, family, and we wish her many more to come, and God bless her.
Anything in particular you want me to play for her?
Not really. A nice either.
What's her name?
Shanti. You remember Shanti?
Your sister.
My sister, yeah.
All right. You know what? Okay, I'm going to pick something out for her, right? But, you know, you could sing her a little happy birthday song while I look for it for her. What do you say about that?
I can't.
What do you mean you can't sing it? That's the easiest song, happy birthday. Come, we're singing it together.
All I wish her, God blessing, you know, and good health. And soon she will be moving to her own place. So we wish her the best. Right now she...
Well, don't worry. Let me play this song. This is a beautiful Christian bhajan.
Okay.
I'm going to play this for your sister on her birthday. All right?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All the best.
Anytime, my sister.
Mamta ji.
Also would like to extend a happy birthday going out to Kapil Bisoon. Hey, Kap. Hope you're having a good day, a good weekend, and continue with the celebrations. From your loving wife, Judy, your daughter, Nirvana, and all of us here at Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime, Wendy, Justin, Baby Nadia, and myself wishing you a happy birthday.
Gopiyan ki manoha taj ke sab परिवार को तज मुरली की ता अपनों से मुख मोड़ के मथुरा चले रे का
Once again, happy birthday, Shanti.
Suna lage biraj ka dhaam Gokul ko chhod chale re ghan shaam Suna lage biraj ka dhaam Gokul ko chhod chale re ghan shaam जमुना रोए मधुबन रोए रोए कदम की छैया हो रोए कदम की छैया भर भर नैना रोए रे गवाले भर भर नैना रोए रे गवाले रोए बिरज की गैया राह रोक कर रोए मन सुखा हो राह रोक कर रोए मन सुखा बिछड़ रहे मोरे श्याम रे सुना लागे बिरज का धाम गोकुल को छोड़ चले रे घनश्याम
You're listening to 770 WTR. Richard Aziz keeping you company. And just wanted to send out hello and hi going out to some guys hanging out with Playboy. You know, Playboy has been in the music scene for many, many years. A young man indeed, who brought out many, many great DJs despite of his age. So to the guys enjoying a good cricket game right now and some good music. And a good time indeed. So I want to wish you guys a terrific day indeed. And to Playboy and friends, listen, let me do this one for you. Of course, met up with him yesterday, and he and his friends were having a great time. But he was so proud of his beautiful wife, and was so happy to send out lots of love and best wishes going out to her, and also to all of his cricket mates, enjoying good weather, good game so far. This one for you guys from Playboy himself.
सफर एक जरा इंतजार.
I didn't know the name of the cricket team. So Playboy, if you could text me or call me, give me that. Okay, so the number of the studio is 416-620-1778. I repeat it for you, Playboy. 416-620-1778. 416-620-1778.
सुन सदा तेरे ही है मंजिल प्यार की.
Well, of course, the guys of Playboy and company wanted to hear something a little more spicy, so we're going to do this one for you. All right, Playboy, again, thank you for your hospitality and a good time indeed. And again, looking forward to you coming into the studios to do us that special, special mix down, all right? Sending this one out also to Mr. Karam Chan. Not forgetting our friends at Lapak and Shipping and Money Transfer. Shalini and Jean and the gang. Mr. Playboy and company. This one going out for your listening pleasure, so crank it up. Mr. Dubraj Prasad on Shabnam Radio.
Gunga gana, gunga gana, gunga gana, gawe, gunga gana, gawe, gunga gana, gawe, gunga gana, gawe. Sab parivar kuchun manave, sab parivar kuchun manave, gunga gana, gawe. Gunga gana gawe, gunga gana gawe. मर गए बेशरम से माय भरत कुमार रे बाप मर गए बेशरम से माय भरत कुमार रे बेटी गुसर गाना गाते बेटी गुसर गाना गाते लाज शर्म नहीं आते है गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे सब परिवार कुशल मनावे सब परिवार कुशल मनावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे गुंगा गाना गावे
Hey Madri and Shanti and the gang, welcome indeed, and I want to say thank you for spending your birthday with us, Shanti. Hey, speaking about Shanti, we want to send out this one to Shanti James on the Danforth. Well, friends, with the music in the background, it brings us to the end of yet another program. Stay tuned, however, we have some more great entertainment coming up right here on WTOR. On behalf of all of us here at Shabnam Radio WTOR, we want to extend to you and your family a terrific weekend. 10 years anniversary celebration continues at the Saida Khatija Center. Congratulations to all those volunteers and, of course, who have been working for many years to make it a beautiful facility to visit. Thanking God Almighty for making it all possible, you've invited me to your homes and into your hearts. So my mother, Lazina, Mommy, mwah, love you. Get well soon. Until next time, Dhanyavaad, Shukriya, Khuda Hafiz, Assalamu Alaikum.
बाजीगर मैं बाजीगर दिल वालों का मैं दिलबर बाजीगर मैं बाजीगर दिल वालों का मैं दिलबर
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
Adnan Bashir of Cityscape and Buzzmax.ca present Living Legend Ustad Rohat Fateh Ali Khan live in concert. On Friday, October 18th, 2019, at Roy Thompson Hall, Toronto. For tickets and sponsorships, call 416-989-8555 or visit roythompsonhall.com. Another mega event by Digital Media Limited and Hum Television Network.
खरीद फर्नीचर रास्ते से ना लेना सूट डॉलर मार्ट से ना पीना बासी कॉफी अच्छा लगता नहीं ना बनाओ इंटर्न को सीईओ ना खिलाओ फास्ट फूड क्लाइंट को ना लगाओ मस्का बॉस को अच्छा लगता नहीं हमें मिलता है वही जो हम चाहते यूज ओरिजिनल एचपी टोनर हर चिंता होगी दूर
100% रिलायबल एनवायरमेंटली रिस्पॉन्सिबल ऑलवेज ट्रस्ट ओरिजिनल एचपी टोनर
ਸੋਫਾ ਵੀ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ ਨਾਲੇ ਕੁਰਸੀਆਂ ਵੀ ਟੁੱਟੀਆਂ ਗੱਲ ਮੇਰੀ ਮਨ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਘਰ ਨੂੰ ਸਜਾ
सब तो पुराना ते वड्डा शोरूम है सोडी फर्नीचर बेहतरीन आफ्टर सेल कस्टमर सर्विस अते फाइनेंसिंग अवेलेबल 74 डेवन रोड अते 142 कैनेडी रोड साउथ ब्रैम्पटन कॉल 9058747171 सोडी फर्नीचर
Teletime Electronics, LEDs और Home Appliances की Hottest और Branded Range के साथ 0% Finance, Guarantee on Lowest Prices और Free Delivery in GTA. तो इंतजार कैसा? अभी विजिट करें Teletime Brampton 280